In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings in the Lord, brothers and sisters, on this 13th Sunday after Pentecost. And some time ago I heard a story about how a Greek priest and a Serbian priest were standing by the side of the road holding up a sign that read, "The end is near, turn yourself around now before it's too late." And they planned to hold up the sign to each passing car. "Leave us alone, you religious nuts," yelled the first driver as he sped by. From around the curve, they heard screeching tires and a big splash. "Do you think," said one priest to the other, "we should just put up a sign that says bridge out instead?" Well, in today's gospel, the Lord, as it were, is sort of holding a sign up to warn us in the way that we're not supposed to go so that we'll know the right way to go. The wicked husbandmen in this parable were given this great job. All they had to do was take care of the vineyard and then give the fruits to the owner, you know, when it was time, and they'd be paid well and everything would be fine. But when the householder sent his servants to collect the fruits, they beat one, killed another, and stoned another servant. And then when the householder sent his sons, they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him, thinking that they would somehow take the son's inheritance for themselves. Well, the Holy Fathers, many of them, describe the imagery here, and they say that, of course, in this parable, the householder is God, and this vineyard is an image of the Jewish people, you know, who are called to be obedient to God's will and bring forth the Messiah and so forth. The hedge around the vineyard is God's law, and that sort of separated them from, you know, the pagans around them. And the wine press is an image of the altar, and the tower is an image of the temple. So the husbandmen, now they're supposed to take care of this vineyard, they're an image of the leaders and teachers of the Jewish people at that time, who were, of course, the scribes and the Pharisees. Now those servants sent by the householder to get the fruits is an image of the prophets, many of whom were treated very badly and even killed. Last week we celebrated the beheading of St. John the Baptist. He was one of those prophets who was, you know, beheaded. And then even today is the feast day of prophet Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, who were the parents of John the Baptist. And Zechariah was killed, you know, also. So the Jews didn't have a very good track record with, you know, when the prophets came to them to, you know, get them going in the right direction. And then, of course, in the parable, the Son is our Lord Jesus Christ, who was cast out of the vineyard and crucified. They literally, you know, took him out of the city and crucified him. And so as the parable continues, the Lord asks his listeners, well, what will the Lord of the vineyard do to those husbandmen when he comes? And they answer him that he will miserably destroy those wicked husbandmen and give the vineyard to other husbandmen who will give him fruit in due season. Well, here we see it as a prophetic reference to the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD by the future Emperor Titus. And so this prophecy, this prophetic parable, was literally fulfilled in 70 AD, that the Lord of the vineyard literally destroyed those wicked husbandmen. And of course, then the Gentiles, which is us, inherited the vineyard as the new chosen people to be faithful to God and to give him fruits in due season. St. Theophylact says, and his vineyard, that is his people, will give to other husbandmen. He says, understand the vineyard to also mean the divine scriptures, in which the hedge is the letter and the winepress that is dug is the depth of the spirit. The tower is theology, lofty and exalted. So these scriptures then were first possessed by bad husbandmen, the Pharisees, but God has let them out to us who are to cultivate them well. And so, brothers and sisters, we now have a great responsibility to bring forth spiritual fruit. God has given us all that we need, but we must use the tools he has given us. In a sense, you could say we're kind of like these guys supposed to take care of the vineyard, in other words, sort of gardeners, you know, and we're supposed to be bringing forth fruits that are pleasing to God and then offering them to him. And of course, in gardening, the gardener has to prepare the soil, has to fertilize it, cultivate it, plant the seeds, you know, water the plants and destroy the weeds that spring up. And then God will do his part, which is to make the life-giving sun to shine and the rain to fall so that the plants can grow and bear fruit. And when the time of the harvest has come, then we're supposed to harvest the fruits and offer those back to God as he directs. Now, about this idea of fruits. In Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23, St. Paul writes that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And as spiritual gardeners, we can see that the weeds and rocks are really the sins and the passions that have to be uprooted and cast out so that the good seed of God's word can grow. Well, the cultivation and fertilizing also represents the efforts that we must make spiritually to pray and fast and practice good deeds and study the lives of the saints and holy fathers in the scriptures. And then God will make his light to shine upon us and send the grace of the Holy Spirit to water those divine seeds and provide the strength for them to grow and bear the spiritual fruits. So these fruits, which are really the virtues then, and the grace of the Holy Spirit, therefore, are not merely for our own enjoyment, like these bad husbandmen, where they just wanted to kind of party and have fun and not be bothered by the owner of the vineyard. But they're supposed to be put to use as God directs. And as St. Seraphim of Sarov said, acquire the spirit of peace, and thousands around you will be saved. He was an outstanding example of someone who was filled to overflowing with the spiritual fruit of the virtues and was even seen on occasion shining brighter than the sun. So let us imitate him in whatever small way we can so that we too may be counted worthy to offer the fruits of our lives to God when he calls upon us. Glory be to our God.